This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Sigebush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Oh, good afternoon to all of you here on Scores Broadcast. We are at the Rushi Gym, the gym that was opened up a year ago. It is a beautiful facility. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee with you for two games today. It is the Rushi girls hosting the Fort Loramie girls in the contest coming up shortly in about 20 minutes or so, followed by the Rushi Fort Loramie boys. It is a twin bill, two games for you this afternoon here on scoresbroadcast.com. We will take a very short break between games one and two and go offline for a brief amount of time, 7 or 8 minutes, and then return with coverage of the fourth game of the day here at the Rushi Gym. It'll be our second broadcast as junior varsity games are taking place initially. The girls' JVs contest has occurred, and right now it's the boys' junior varsity tilt, and it's in the third period with Rushi up by 15 points over Fort Loramie. 10-2 by way of record for the Rushi girls, 5-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Fort Loramie 6-3 overall, 5-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Yes, Chuck, Rushi's got so much experience back from a year ago. Fort Loramie with a run to the state championship game last year after having won the state title the year before, graduated, what, 30-some points off its club and 24 or 25. But to expect Fort Loramie and Rushi to be quite competitive here today. Who would have thought, though, that these two clubs would be unbeaten in the league?
this late in the campaign. Fort Loramie being down a little bit, escaped against Botkins and Fairlawn, but here they are. The league lead is at stake. Both teams without a setback in the SCAL.
Well, the advantage is going to be the Raiders today for two reasons. One, because they're playing at home, but two, because you pointed out to me that Loramie hadn't played in forever. And then we just saw it, and we see in the college football playoffs, when you take 25 days off, I don't care how good you were, you're not going to be that sharp when you come back. So Loramie's going to have to really weather the start of this game. And if they can do that, I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, this is the second game in 16 days for the Fort Loramie girls.
Yeah.
And we'll see how the Redskins respond on the road at the Rushi Gym. Rushi is highly athletic, long and lean, quick up and down the floor with good depth. Head coach Michael Bayshore has an outstanding club, which in Division 7 can go a long way in the postseason. Certainly a rebuilding campaign for head coach Carla Siegel in her 26th year. She's won 83% of her starts coaching the Fort Loramie girls. And last season, two tight games, evenly matched clubs a year ago. Fort Loramie pulled out both encounters, one by 5 in overtime, one by 10. The 10-pointer was tied at the end of 3. I tell you what, Chuck, usually when these two clubs get together, throw out the records. Throw out how the clubs have done the past 2, 3, 4 games earlier in the season. Throw all that aside, because it's a knockdown, drag-out affair, and it's usually decided in the fourth quarter.
Well, there's no love lost between these two schools. And, you know, that's anybody on either side of the gym would agree with me on that. Loramie would have been in pretty good shape, but they've got two young ladies that haven't played for them. The one is Maddie Shadow, who was going to be their leading scorer, and they're definitely main person back handling the ball, doing all kinds of stuff for them. She's out for the season. And then Corinne Holscher, I understand she's coming back, but she's had a shoulder problem, and she's worked through it, and they've cleared her to play. But those are two young ladies that any team in the area would really have started off tough if those two were out of their lineup.
Because of great depth, Rushi has been able to withstand the season loss of Claudia Haney, 6'2", 10 points a game last year for the Rushi girls. She is missing the entire season. But Rushi has got players behind her that can go down and post up 5'10", 5'11", throughout that roster for Rushi. So they're not missing Claudia Haney as much as you would have thought. Everybody has stepped up their game. But not many girls teams in the state of Ohio could withstand the loss of a 6'2 starter from a year ago.
No, the 6'2 starter, that gives you some size there. But I see Claudia's over there. She's got the brace on. She's with the group, and she definitely is 6'2 because she's towering above the other young ladies over there. Rushi, it goes through Cordonier. She needs to handle the basketball. She needs to score for them. She needs to be the one that kind of dictates the tempo out there today.
But she bailed out Rushi against Houston, which threw up a tricky zone against the Raiders, and she bombed in one three-pointer after another in that game to enable Rushi to escape the upset bid by the Houston Wildcats. Meanwhile, Kendall Tennery, she's been the young lady who's been knocking down the shots from long distance for Fort Loramie. She bailed out the Redskins on the road at Anna with 5 threes, including the decision maker at the very end.
Yeah, she had a good start. I mean, she hit the original 3 and the last 3, and then, like you said, she had 3 in the middle. But her 3 at the end of the game gave Loramie only their second lead in the game, but that's the important one to have, the one at the end of the game.
As I mentioned, Rushi 10-2. Raiders have lost 2 of their last 3, were beaten December 22nd and December 27th by Alter and Minster, which defensively got into the kitchen of the Rushi girls played a crowding defense all over the floor and slowed down the Raiders offense, which just did not get into its system in either one of those contests. Fort Loramie 6-3, losses to Versailles, Findlay, Liberty, Benton, and Minster. No shame in that. Minster with a 13-point win over Fort Loramie at home and a 9-point victory over Rushi here at the Rushi Gym. Minster D6. Neither Fort Loramie nor Rushi will have to worry about Minster in the tournament. Hoping to build on two recent wins is Fort Loramie, downing Anna on December 18th and Jackson Center on the 29th. But as we noted, in better than 2 weeks, just one game played by the Fort Loramie girls. Rushi, to this point in the season, has played three more contests than Fort Loramie. Boys JV game is in the fourth. A little over 6.5 to go. 36-26. Rushi up 10. And Fort Loramie was down 15 or 16. Redskins have closed it to 10 as the clock approaches 6:20 to go in the fourth. We've got more pregame from Rushi High School. Rushi girls, Fort Loramie girls, upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Hello, once again. Welcome back here to Rushi High School. Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. A little over 5 minutes left in the boys' junior varsity game, 40-26. Rushi is in the lead by 14 over Fort Loramie. This is the second game of four here today. We are broadcasting for you on scoresbroadcast.com. Games 3 and 4 featuring the Rushi Fort Loramie girls. That's initial coverage coming up here in about 15 minutes with the opening tip. And then the Rushi Fort Loramie boys. Here at Scores Broadcast, our hearts go out to the family, friends of William Bill Francis, age 79 of Rushi. He passed away this past week at his home, surrounded by a spouse and seven children. Our prayers and sympathies are extended to his wife, the seven children, all of Bill's extended family. Many of you knew Bill. We got to know him in the last few years. The oldest child of Thomas and Corinne Putoff Francis. He was born in Greenville, graduated from Rushi High School in 1964, UD in 68, with a degree in industrial engineering. He served in the U.S. Air Force Reserves, and immediately after graduating from college, he began working with his father at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, was there for 57 years until his passing. All of his grandkids affectionately called Bill Papa. I'd gotten to know Bill and his son Chris at Francis Manufacturing in the last several years. Bill had a great sense of humor and was so likable. He spread joy whenever you were around him. He was always smiling, and he is still smiling today. He's in our lasting and enjoyable memories, and I'm so pleased to say how lucky I was that I got to know Bill Francis. We'll return with more from here at Rushi. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt.
Well, let's hope here on ScoresBroadcast.com today we have the continuation of this Rushi-Fort Loramie girls rivalry that was played like it was a year ago. Two extremely competitive games. One in overtime by Fort Loramie, the other by 10. That game was tied at the end of three. As you know, Fort Loramie went on to play in the state championship game against Waterford. Fort Loramie beat Rushi twice last season. Each game tight, 48-38. and 39-34 in overtime. The Redskins made six foul shots in the extra period to stave off Rushi in that five-point thriller. Avery Brandewee scored 40 in the two contests to power the Redskins to the two-game sweep. She tallied 15 of Fort Loramie's 24 first-half points in that initial meeting at the Redskins gym. That game was tied at 35 at the end of three. The Redskins outscored the Raiders 13-3 in the fourth to pull away and win 48-38. Brandewee finished with 25, including two threes. Victoria Mesher added 15. Addison Chappie drained three triples and scored 14 to pace Rushi. Hazel Francis notched 10 in that game. In the second meeting at Rushi, Fort Loramie sank six free throws in overtime to eke out a five-point victory, 39-34. Francis produced 10 for Rushi. Ariana Cordonier drained a couple threes, scored seven. Celeste Borchers made 6 points in that game. Brandewee racked up 15 for Fort Loramie. Mesher scored nine. Miley Shadow added a half dozen more. Corinne Holscher dropped in three free throws and a field goal in the OT for Fort Loramie. She was the Rushi killer on that afternoon. The game was tied at 17 at the half, 31 at the end of regulation. Rushi in that tilt was only 9 of 16 at the free throw line. The two clubs, unfortunately, did not get to meet in the regional tournament because Rushi lost a one-point heartbreaker to Mississinewa Valley in the district. Chuck, if we have anything here today close to what we had last year, we will be entertained for sure.
I will be real excited if we see anything close to that.
Redskins have won 16 of the last 18 over Rushi. That's 16 of 18 over the last eight seasons or so, dating all the way back to the 2017-18 campaign. Two tight victories last year, as we noted. Rushi last won in 22-23 by a score of 43-40. And Rushi won the second meeting in the 17-18 season, 47-35. Fort Loramie won the other meeting that year by 6 points, 29-23. In the regional tournament in 23-24, a Fort Loramie state title year, Rushi gave the Redskins a serious scare, Chuck. We remember that game at Vandalia Butler. Fort Loramie nipped Rushi in the regional 33-29. That was a wake-up call for the Redskins, who then went on to win the state tournament, beating Waterford and Conroy Crestview in the finals and state semi. Redskins have won the last six head-to-head battles and owned a 10-game win streak from 17-18 through the first matchup in the 22-23 year. It's a prolonged finish to our boys' JV game, a minute 36 to go still in the fourth quarter, and Rushi leads Fort Loramie by a score of 47-36. We'll return with more from here at the Rushi Gym in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on the website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Here come the Fort Loramie Redskins girls basketball team. And here's Rushi on the floor as well. We're about 15 minutes away from the start of the Redskins and Raiders, the renewal of the rivalry. A couple of backyard rivals go at it once again here today. The two teams meet at the end of the regular season at Fort Loramie. This is the first encounter of two. Boys JV tilt went to Rushi by a score of 51-38. That game was just completed. 51-38 Rushi over Fort Loramie in the preliminary contest. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams here today, the key building components are Ariana Cordonier needs to control the basketball, run the show for Rushi, and get the Raiders into their offense. Rushi's got size on the inside, and the length needs to generate points and clean the boards. Meanwhile, for Fort Loramie, Kendall Tennery needs to drain some shots from the perimeter. That's important. And Olivia Brandewee, the young freshman, needs to sparkle. Perhaps Fort Loramie needs to play its best game of the year so far to hang with the favored Rushi girls. Key building components of today's game. They open the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Hey, we're a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and our schools' athletic teams, which have been highlighted by ScoresBroadcast.com for 20 years. And through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply in Minster, here in town for nearly 50 years. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's ShelbyCountyVeteransPlural.org. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. 10 or 11 minutes away from the tip to start the game today between the Rushi girls and the Fort Loramie girls. Rushi has lost twice, 10-2 on the year. Fort Loramie has suffered three setbacks, 6-3 by way of record for Fort Loramie. Chuck, looking back to last night, we saw a mighty strong Division VI boys basketball team in action at home against Anna. Marion Local Flyers look to be as strong as they were 1 year ago.
Well, yeah, they've got some work to do to get to where they were last year, but they have outstanding shooters. They play really good defense, and they're going to be the team to beat, I think, in Division VI.
What I liked was the synergy, how well connected Marion Local was. You got a core of some veterans, yes. You did graduate the 6'8", Austin Niekamp. Ryan Holman was a senior last year, too. But you've got a core of young men back with a lot of experience. All of them, what, 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", and three or four of them can drain the ball from three-point land.
Well, Mesher is an excellent shooter. And
what a penetrator he is to the basket.
Grant Kramer was an outstanding shooter last year, so he's going to be one this year, too. And then they got the sophomore, Brennan Hess, who played some varsity last year at 6'5 on that team. But I watched him a lot in the JV games. He's going to be really good.
Now, you mentioned a little bit of work to do for Marion Local. Whole bunch of work yet to get done for the Anna Rockets.
Oh, yeah.
They've got to develop that connectivity at the offensive end of the floor.
Well, yeah, they don't have a point guard. I mean, let's just say what the problem is. They have nobody that can handle the ball. So you're not facilitating, you're not getting in the right sets, you're not getting in everybody in the right spot. And that showed last night.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to production support in Rushi. We produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We offer customized kitting and poly packaging of your products. And we've got assembly and warehousing, too, for you. Production support, always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. That's productionsupportinc.com. We promote Scores Broadcast and the many schools and athletic programs in the region. It follows with online coverage. Production support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. I tell you, Chuck, what this Fort Loramie team has got to deal with here today is the all-around scoring ability of the Rushi Raiders. Every one of these young ladies who log a lot of minutes, can score double digits. Leading scores this year for Rushi against Arcanum, Cordonier and Francis, 12 apiece. Against Fairlawn, Francis, 15. Borchers, 11 against Sydney. Francis, 18 versus Anna. Gubo, 11 against Jackson Center. Francis, 16 against Covington. Borchers, 10 versus Versailles. Cordonier, 23 against Houston. I think 6 3-pointers in that game. Francis, 13 more against New Bremen. It's like trying to plug a hole in the dike. You might slow down one, but then another score emerges.
Well, they have a ton of talent, and they have something else going for them. They've got a team that they're not fond of that has actually owned them for quite a long time.
Yeah.
This is a payback day for Rushi. This is why they did this. This is why they invited Loramie. Come in here. Let's have a nice day, and we're going to run you off the floor in both JV games and both varsity games. That is Rushi's plan. We'll see what Loramie can do about it.
Loramie's plan is stay in the game through the first two quarters and demonstrate outstanding defense. Try to slow down this Rushi team. Keep the Raiders well under 20 through the first two periods.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I saw some good things out of Loramie when they played and the last time when we saw him play. I saw some real improvement over the Minster game. Now, that had a lot to do with Minster's defense, but still, that's improvement. And if anybody is shocked that Carlos Siegel is making a team better during the season, then they've not watched basketball.
Yeah, as I've noted throughout the last several seasons, she's at 83% in terms of winning record in her 26 years.
That's not too bad.
Not too bad. We've got more from here at the Rushi Gym in just a few minutes. Rushi Girls, Fort Loramie Girls, coming up very shortly here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
The Plaza in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start start to finish, setup to cleanup, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
We're down to 3 minutes away from the opening tip. Gymnasium here at Rushi filling in. Everyone anxiously awaiting the start of this girls' game between Rushi and Fort Loramie. Both teams 5-0 sitting atop the Shelby County Athletic League girls' standings. Michael Bayshore, head coach of the Rushi girls in year number three, has an outstanding track record in coaching high school basketball. In fact, he led the Greenville boys team to its first league title in over 60 years during the 15-16 season. He's also had coaching stints at Fort Recovery and Versailles. And in 2023, he became the head coach of the Rushi Lady Raiders basketball team. Other end of the floor, Carla Siegel. She is on her way to 600 wins. Not there yet. She surpassed the 500 mark, heading toward 600. State championships earned by Fort Loramie under the leadership of head coach Carla Siegel in 2013, 15, 2021, and 2024. Your tentative starting lineups for Fort Loramie: Janelle Siegel at guard, 5'10 junior. Liza Puppelman at a wing, a 5'9 sophomore. Izzy Meyer at the post, a 5'8 senior. Olivia Brandewee, forward, 5'11 freshman. Kendall Tennery, a 5'7 senior at a wing position. For the Rushi girls, Ariana Cordonier at guard, 5'7 sophomore. Faith York out front, a 5'8 senior. Kylie Dosick is tentatively in the starting lineup for Rushi, a 5'10 senior, along with Hazel Francis, a 6-foot junior. Celeste Borchers, a 6-foot junior as well. Hazel Francis, in terms of scoring, at just under 11 for Rushi. Cordonier at 10. Borchers a little over 8 per game. We've got the opening tip in just a few minutes. Rushi Raiders, Fort Loramie Redskins, go at it here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center, CURLYSmeats.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
It is getting loud here at Rushi as the Raiders girls basketball team has been introduced. We're seconds away from the tip-off to start the contest between Rushi and Fort Loramie. Both teams unbeaten at SCAL play. Each club 5-0 in league action. Rushi 10-2 on the year. Fort Loramie 6-3. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. The family salon for mom, dad, all the kids and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. Owner Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher and Turner, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Our experience and your style, we will help you create that style. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Redskins gain control of the tip to start the game and immediately drop a pass in the lane, and it's fumbled, picked up by Rushi. Here come the Raiders storming down the floor. Cordonier, top of the key, gives it up, gets it back. Let's check out Fort Loramie defensively. Chuck, looks like a man-to-man.
Playing straight man.
Left wing, Cordonier behind the screen, unloads a three. It's off the flange, no good. Rebound volleyball to the arc, and Rushi tracks it down. It's Celeste Borchers who picked up the long board. Gave it up on the play to Faith York. Fort Loramie defending tightly, 20 feet away. York into the top of the circle. Hands off to Borchers. Down inside to Kylie Dosick, who pivots. Her shot's partially blocked. No good. Taken away by the Redskins. Puppelman up the floor to Tennery, right wing. Puppelman straight away, bobbles, collects the ball. We've played a minute, no score. Tennery 25 feet out. Swings it on the play to Brandewee straight away. Brandewee to Izzy Meyer, who pops out to catch. We've played a minute 20. Fort Loramie yet to get a shot up. Far left flank, it's Puppelman. Goes baseline left to Tennery. Tennery looks in the paint to Meyer. Hits her with a pass. Meyer tries to turn and sling a bounce pass into the corner to a teammate. She's wrapped up and fouled. It's common. Fort Loramie throws in baseline right. 6:34 to go in the first. No score. Tennery looks for Brandewee. Hits her at the elbow in the right. Out on top to Puppelman. The left wing, Izzy Meyer, who scoots into the lane, got away with a walk, missed the shot, no good. Rebound off the backboard, a tie-up, and the arrow says it's Raiders possession. Chuck, was I too harsh on the official saying a travel there before Laura?
Yeah, she didn't travel. She took a big long step in the lane.
That was a double Euro step. Cordon, your midcourt for the Raiders. Still no score. We played nearly 2 minutes. Outside the arc on the right, Francis straight away to York, who slides down the left side of the lane. Feeds a teammate, baseline left. 12-foot shot, but Dosik short, off the rim, no good. Rebound for Lorman. Down to Puppelman to Tennering. Back to Puppelman, 25 feet away. 5:50 left in the first. Not a point made yet in this game. Right wing at Siegel into the corner. Meyer comes out to catch, elbow right. Rushi, man-to-man defense like Fort Loramie. 5:35 to go here in the opening period. Siegel controls, 25 feet away, goes to Tennery, right corner, picked up by Cordonier. Ball thrown to Brandewey at the foul line, drops it, picks it up, back to Puppelman. Puppelman near the Raiders logo at center court. 5:19 to go here in the first period. Now Izzy Meyer, 25 feet away. Meyer to Puppelman on the weave, still well out on the arc. Here's Brandewey, here's Meyer. Straight away Siegel to Puppelman to Siegel. Siegel catches, works hard toward the basket. Shot block, but a foul on the wrist.
That was not a foul anymore. The other one was a travel.
Two free throws here for Siegel, who was defended well. The official judged the defending hand of the Rushi player. Got the forearm or wrist of Siegel, who shoots up the free throw strong. It's no good. Fort Loramie worked long and hard for that cut to the basket and that feed. And Siegel hits the second free throw, front rim, backboard, and good. 1-0 Redskins on the foul shot by Siegel. 4:50 left to go here in the first quarter. Rushi straight away. It's Faith York. 25 feet out of the right to Cordonier. Swings it to Hazel Francis. Now back to Cordonier. Still in the arc. Cordonier to Dosik. Dosik straight away. 25 feet out. 4:30 to go in the first quarter. You heard me right. 1-0 Fort Loramie. Sounds like a soccer match between the two. Here's Cordonier on a weave. Got the ball top of the circle. Passed up a shot. Worked into the lane. And then dealt it back out to Borchers. Borchers to Cordonier, who's guarded by Siegel. Cordonier closer to the Raider logo than she is the top of the circle. Now to York. 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Borchers dropped the ball. Picked it up. Into the lane. Doesn't shoot. On a weave, it goes to Francis. Here's Cordonier, 25 feet away. High left is Borchers, open for a three ball. Backboard rim, no good. Offensive rebound, yes. Hazel Francis, two-pointer. Hazel snatched that ball off the backboard and looped in a short shot to give Rushi a 2-1 lead. 3:40 left to go here in the first quarter. Puppelman up to Tennery for Fort Loramie. Oh, she stumbled, got away with a travel. Good tight defense by Rushi, which prized the ball loose. We've got a scrum. Arrow favors the Redskins, who are down 2-1 with 3:28 to go in the first. Would you say the game is being played close to the vest by the two clubs, Chuck?
Well, it's being played close to the vest, and it's being called very loosely by the officials. They're letting them play, which is fine with me.
Here's a long pass from out of bounds by Fort Loramie below the rim. Shaken loose by Rushi. Another scrum. This time the arrow favors the Raiders. 3:26 to go in the first quarter. 2-1 lead. Raiders lead the Redskins. And Rushi will bring it down. We anticipated a low-scoring game. That's probably in Fort Loramie's favor if the Redskins can keep it below 30. 25 feet away on the right, it is Hazel Francis working into the lane. Squared up, didn't shoot. Fed it back on the arc to Callie Gubo, who's in. Good three-point shooter, 5'7", senior guard. Now Cordonier.
Corinne Holster's checked into the game for the Redskins.
That's good to see. Corinne, a 5'11", junior. Oh, here's a pickup of the pivot foot by Dosik, 25 feet away from the basket. That's a walk that could not be ignored. 2:57 left, opening period, 2-1 the score. Rushi leads. Tammy Schaefer, 6-foot sophomore. Very talented young lady. Just a 10th grader on the court now for Rushi. Midcourt, Puppelman for Fort Loramie. Gives it up down the right side to Holscher. Ball swung to the near side, and it is intended for Haley Meyer, who's out there now, a 5'9 sophomore, but the pass is behind her.
I think she was feeling sorry for Claudia Haney, so she threw her a pass.
Claudia Haney made the catch on the Rushi bench. 2-1 Raiders lead. 2:35 to go here in the first quarter. Rushi on the arc. Here's a pass to Gordonier, cutting baseline right. Hemmed in by a couple Redskins, one of whom fouls Gordonier, trying to get the shot up to the basket. Free throws will be critical in this game today. They might represent, who knows, a third of the points. Last year, Rushi failed to convert on 7 of 16 foul shots and lost the 5-pointer in overtime to Fort Loramie. Free throw by Cordonier is perfect. 3-1 Rushi. Second shot, Ariana. 4 or 5 dribbles. It's in the air. It is in again. 4-1 Raiders up 3. 2:20 left to go in the first quarter. Puppelman double-teamed in backcourt. Gets it ahead to Tennery. She's got a player open below the rim. It is Meyer who caught the pass eventually. Then came Rushi's defense, which smothered her. Shot was blocked, and ball was eventually poked out of bounds by the Raiders below the basket. Fort Loramie will throw in down 4-1. Ruby Francis had been on the floor for a brief moment for Rushi. She is out. Borchers back in. Here's a sideline pass attempt for the Redskins. It's out of bounds. Rushi did get a finger on it, as the officials confer. Now they reconfer and say, nope, it's Rushi possession.
I think they had it right the first time.
Yep. 2:12 to go here in the initial quarter. 4-1 Raiders. One field goal in this game in 6 minutes. Here's Cordonier on the bounce to midcourt. Beers left. Gets the screen from Schaefer. Cordonier gives it back to Schaefer, who launches a long three. Overshoots. Weak side rebound. Hazel Francis out back to the three-point shooter. And guess what? It's launched in from distance by Cordonier. A high arching bomb. That was a beauty. I said Cordonier number 3. In fact, it was number 5, Callie Gubo. Boy, she is a very good three-point shooter. She was outstanding. Her first couple shots went in down at Kettering Altar. And Fort Loramie's got to find her. Redskins throw the ball baseline right. And Rushi puts the clamps on and manages to knock the ball loose out of bounds off the Raiders. Fort Loramie will throw in, trailing 7-1 after that three ball by Gubo. And she has given Rushi a lift off the bench in virtually every game this year.
She's a good shooter, that's for sure.
Here is Fort Loramie straight away. It's Chloe Bruns who's in, the 5'11 sophomore. Straight away, it's Janelle Siegel. Now Izzy Meyer back to Siegel near the Raiders logo. Near side pass goes to Brandewee. Brandewee to Meyer, back to Brandewee. Shot fake, wants to drive, can't do it. Meyer controls 25 feet out, 58 seconds to go, first quarter. 7-1 Rushi. Here's Bruns, 25 feet away. Now Siegel. Siegel hangs on, being checked closely by Cordonier. Siegel tries a little pick and roll with her teammate. Rushi bats it free. Fort Loramie gets it back. Then Rushi steals. It's Cordonier with a 2-on-1. Delivers to the trailer, Hazel Francis, who gets the driving layup. 9-1 Rushi. 25 seconds to go, first quarter. Siegel straight away, 25 feet out. Spins it near side to Brandewee. Now to Meyer. Meyer with a shot fake, 15 feet away. Bounces into the post to Bruns. Tries to squeeze off a 5-footer. She's handcuffed. And Fort Loramie will get a couple free throws with 11.2 to go here in the first quarter, trailing 9-1.
Haley Meyer, and I'll tell you what, she had a really nice game against Anna.
Is that Bruns or Meyer at the foul line, Chuck?
That's Meyer. 31 and 30. It's hard to see the numbers.
Meyer shoots it up too hard. No good. Four Redskins need to cash in on every free throw opportunity in this game to manage to stay close. One of three right now from the stripe is Fort Loramie. That shot is swished by Meyer. 9-2. Rushi will play for one. Closing 11 seconds, opening quarter. Three-quarter court pressure by Fort Loramie. In backcourt, it's Francis. Francis steers her way over the timeline. Gives it to Cordano, who chucks up a three. Too hard off the back iron. Long rebound to Schaefer. To Dosik, who can't get the shot off. First quarter closes. Rushi 9. Fort Loramie girls 2. 7-point lead Rushi after the first 8 minutes. Here on Scores, broadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Welcome back to the Rushi Gym. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Opening second quarter. Rushi in the lead over Fort Loramie by a 9-2 count. Raiders possess the basketball. It is Schaefer, top of the circle. Cammie lets it fly. It hits the heel. Rebound Dosik in the lane. Shot no good. Ball knocked around. And let's see, we've got a jump again. And the arrow favors Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins to midcourt. It is Puppelman on the bounce. 7:28 to go in the second. Sloppy pass right into the hands of Dosik of Rushi. She darts down the floor to Schaefer, giving it up out back to Cordonier. 9-2 Raiders. That's the lead Rushi owned after one. Left side pass to Francis. Out on top to York. Now to Schaefer, 25 feet away. Schaefer picked up by Siegel. Getting a screen. Left side, Cordonier. Her three-pointer is short. Good offensive rebound. Schaefer shot high in the air. No. Rebound foul line, Cordonier. Running banker missed. We've got a major scrap for the loose ball, and Rushi comes out of there with it. Could have been a jump, no whistle. Raiders control. Schaefer down the lane all the way to the rim. Her shot's bothered. She might have been fouled, no call. Rebound Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins down the right side. It's Puppelman. Puppelman to Siegel between the rings. Timeout Fort Loramie, which is yet to score a field goal in nearly 10 minutes of this game. 9-2 Rushi early on in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake. With layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. It's your new community go-to store. Schaefer Market, South Main in Fort Loramie, has gone local. We have found out from you, the customer, what products you want to see on our shelves. And we have provided them for you. Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Winners Meats, and more. Fort Loramie at the offensive end. Dumping a pass down low to Meyer. Meyer in a cluster of white jerseys. Shot it, missed it, no good. Fort Loramie got the rebound. It is shot up there on the rim. It won't go, and Rushi's got it. A lid on it for Fort Loramie. Brandewey from close in couldn't get it to drop. Baseline left. It is Francis for Rushi. On top, it goes to Cordonier. 9-2, Raiders. 5:50 left to go here in the opening quarter. Rushi yet to get a basket. Cordonier foul line. Oh, it's a teammate on a back cut. It's Francis who caught the delivery from Cordonier and scored. Well done, offensive set by Rushi, which leads it 11-2. Pumpleman down the left side of the lane for Fort Loramie. Drives to the rim. Running banker short. No good. Rebound Rushi poked away. Stolen by Fort Loramie. Foul line jump shot. Brandewey around the rim and out. Rebound stabbed out of bounds by Fort Loramie. And Rushi will bring it down. There is a lid on it for the Redskins, who have yet to net a field goal in this game. 11-2 Raiders. Cordonier 25 feet away. It's a screen from Schaefer. Cordonier near side court. Goes to Dosik. Left side, Francis. Francis with a juke move to the left. Gives it up to Schaefer on top. Picked up there by Puppelman. Here's York. Screen by Dosik. York lobs to Dosik on the pick and roll. Poor pass. Intercepted by Puppelman of Fort Loramie. She goes gliding down the floor. Running shot. A long layup. It is no good. Rebound tipped around. Fort Loramie gathers. 4:44 to go in the second quarter. 11-2 Rushi. Fort Loramie yet to get a field goal. Side court. Rushi intercepts but steps out. Hey, don't forget Schaefer Market, South Main, Fort Loramie. Sample those hot daily lunches in the Market Deli sub shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Intercepted pass by Rushi. On the dead run, it's Borchers. Borchers barrels down the floor and scores on the driving layup. A blocking foul to boot against Fort Loramie. Count it, plus one. Borchers at the stripe for the Raiders. The lead is now 13-2, Rushi. 4 minutes, 31 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie bench displeased that it was not called a charge. Instead, it was a blocking foul for Loramie, and the basket is good. On the other end of Fort Loramie, on the north side of town, the former North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. Convenient grab-and-go options at the Schaefer drive-thru, north end of town in Fort Loramie. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Loramie drive-thru. Free throw converted by Rushi, which leads 14-2 with 4:20 left to go here in the first half. Tennery inbounds, backcourt to Puppelman. She's chased by Francis and fouled.
That's what they call a silly foul. Might not mean anything now, but it could later on in the game.
Yep.
Just go up and bump her in the backcourt like that.
Here is Puppelman over the timeline for the Redskins, who simply can't get free for open looks. Fort Loramie's had some crowded shots around the basket. Steal. Good overplay by Cordonier. She darts the other way, all the way to the rack for two. Ariana Cordonier, splendid interception. She took it 60 feet down the floor and laid it up and in. Timeout Fort Loramie, 16-2 Raiders, 4:07 left till halftime on scorersbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
And don't forget to stop by Schaefer Market today in Fort Loramie, formerly Wagner's. See all the new items at Schaefer Market, as well as your old favorites. And Schaefer RV Storage is also new and is located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 feet by 54. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, holly@schaeferoil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. So Fort Loramie just had a close miss by Shuppelman. Ball hung on the rim, fell off. She was tagged on the arm as she shot it. Awarded two free throws. First is good. Three foul shots made in this game by Fort Loramie. Rushi leads 16-3. 3:52 left until intermission. Second free throw is in. And at 16-4, here is full court pressure being administered by Fort Loramie. Now it relents as Francis comes up the right side, throws to Borchers in the corner. Borchers dropped it, tried to get it back. It's over the end line. Turnover Raiders. What's our turnover count so far, Chuck?
9 for the Raiders and 4 for Rushi.
I tell you what, those miscues for Rushi keeping the Raiders from having a much larger lead than 12. It's significant enough that Rushi's had some empty possessions because of floor mistakes. Rushi knocks the ball out over the end line at Fort Loramie's attacking end of the floor. Tenery will throw it in play. Tenery looks, still looks, fires, foul stripe at Siegel. Siegel defended well by Gubo. Now to Brandewee. Brandewee pivots 15 feet away, doesn't shoot. Puppelman dribbles down the left side of the lane and lost handle. She coughed it up to Cordonier. And here is head coach Michael Bayshore at midcourt for Rushi calling a timeout with 3:14 left, second quarter, 16-4 Raiders on scorersbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
And I'd like to remind you to support the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the Market Gas Pumps. Always low pricing, plus 1 penny from each gallon sold, goes to a special public service endeavor. Schaefer Market Gas Pumps, great prices always. And you are contributing to a public service program in addition. Rushi attacks to her right. 3 minutes left, first half, 12-point lead Raiders. Fort Loramie without a field goal for nearly 14 minutes of this game. Francis on the arc, high left, feeds straight away to Cordonier, picked up there by Puppelman. Now it goes to Borchers. To Francis, back to Borchers, near side Cordonier. Cordonier swings it straight away. Ruby Francis on the court. Gives it to Gubo. Look out. Three-pointer online. Little heavy. It banged off the back iron. Fort Loramie gobbled up the rebound. Threw it down to Tennery. Puppelman straight away. 16-4 Rushi. Coming out to catch is Meyer. Right wing Siegel. Here's Tennery. Tennery looks in the paint for Meyer, who spins. Reaching in from behind for Donyer, who pries that ball loose. Tie-up occurs. And the arrow enables Rushi to get it with 2:04 to go here in the first half. Now we knew, Chuck, against the experience and length of this Rushi team, Fort Loramie would have a difficult time scoring. We didn't imagine 4 points in 14 minutes, though, and no field goals.
No, but, I mean, you just watch them make mistakes that you don't normally see a Carlos Siegel team make. Try to put the ball on the floor between two defenders. That isn't going to work.
Here's a mid-court pass by Cordonier down the floor to Borchers. She shoots a seven-footer, missed it. Francis on the stick back. Hazel Francis, Johnny on the spot. Overplay, but Fort Loramie didn't work. Cordonier found the open player. End result, field goal Raiders, 18-4 Rushi. A minute 35 to go here in the second quarter. Puppelman 30 feet away, goes left side to Tennery. Tennery back to Puppelman near midcourt. Puppelman down the right side. Rushi reaches in, gets Mitz on the basketball. Redskins will keep it. Dosik back on the floor along with Ruby Francis for the Rushi Raiders. Borchers and Gubo check out. 81 seconds left in the half. Fort Loramie to throw in. Ball flipped to the cutter. Siegel bobbled, lost, picked up Puppelman. Throws Tennery right corner. Line drive three short. Long rebound. Gobbled up on the play by Fort Loramie. Good hustle action by Corinne Holscher. Ball delivered into the corner to Brandewee. And a hooking foul called against York of Rushi with 1:05 to play in the first half. 18-4 Raiders. Redskins with four free throws. Baseline left of the basket, it's Tennery. Tennery fires to Puppelman, elbow left. Swings into the lane. Open avenue to the rim and gets the shot to go, and she's fouled. First bucket for Fort Loramie took 15 minutes. And it's an opportunity for a three-point play from Liza Puppelman. 18-6, Rushi, a minute one remaining in the second quarter.
Liza's a sophomore. She's starting to take the ball. She's starting to play the point. She's starting to get some ideas of what she needs to do out there. I'm impressed with her. I think she's going to be a good ball player before it's over.
Oh, no question, Chuck. 5'9", still growing, a lot of length. Free throw good by Puppelman, 18-7, Rushi. 56 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Cordonia at the timeline for the Raiders. On the bounce. Goes outside the arc of the right to Gubo. She's in there for her three-point shooting late in the second quarter. Gubo gave it up, got it back. Goes to Schaefer. Cammy, top of the circle. Back to Gubo. Raiders keep cutting young ladies through the paint. Cordonia back to the basket. Foul line, doesn't shoot. Deep right corner, Francis on top to Gubo. 26 seconds to go, second quarter. Straight on Francis for three. It is too hard off the backboard. Long rebound, Cordonier. She got it, drove to the rim, and banked it in. Heads-up play, Ariana Cordonier. Stellar first half for her. 11 seconds to go, second quarter. 20-7, Rushi. Tennery, 30 feet away for Fort Loramie. Dumps it to Brandewee. Brandewee within 10 feet of the rim. Throws to a teammate who takes the jumper from 17. It is Meyer, has the shot blocked, and that's how the first half closes. Rushi 20, Fort Loramie 7. Raiders lead the Redskins girls after two quarters of play here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Welcome back to Rushi High School. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Halftime at Rushi. Raiders lead the Fort Laramie girls by a score of 20-7. Halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction and Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Laramie. Chuck?
Well, rebounding, Rushi had a 12-8 rebounding advantage, 6-3 on the offensive boards. Poor Lormy turned the ball over 12 times in the first half. Rushi turned it 4. 5 of 7 from the free throw line for Fort Loramie. The Raiders went there 3 times, made them all individual scoring. For Fort Loramie, well, they Puffelman had 5, and they got a free throw each from Siegel and Haley Meyer. They scored 2 and 5, 7 for the first half. Rushi led by Hazel Francis with 8. Cordonier had 6. They got 3 each from Gubo and Celeste Borchers. They scored 9 and 11 and lead it 20 to 7 at the half.
Now, Hazel Francis has been a tough customer. Boy, she's dynamite around the basket, Chuck. And Cordonier has got that flair, that experience. She possesses savvy know-how as much as anybody else on the floor. And when she gets it in her hand, she knows what to do with it. Something pretty positive usually happens for Rushi. Hazel Francis, so outstanding. Raiders have run some sets. They've had a few too many turnovers themselves, or this deficit for Fort Loramie would be bigger. Redskins just can't get an open shot. Rushi's defense is that good. The close-in shots Fort Loramie's had, they missed.
Well, yeah, it's a combination of Rushi's defense being good and right now Loramie's offense not being good.
Halftime report here is brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins, 20-7 in favor of the Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
It is 20-7. Rushi leads Fort Loramie seconds away from the start of our third quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee.
Yeah, I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost, and will grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level spots. Contact us online at OReillyMTS.com, OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com. Rushi with possession to start the third quarter, up 13. Cordonier to York. Far right flank. Back to Cordonier straight away. Now to Francis, who pivots at the foul line. Back to the basket. Gives it up to York. Here's Dosig outside the arc on the left. 7:14 to go. Third quarter, 20-7 in favor of Rushi. Fort Loramie, one field goal so far in this game against this very tenacious Rushi defense. Right now, Fort Loramie's D suffocates Rushi in the far corner, earning a tie-up and the arrow. Redskins will bring it down. To follow is boys varsity action between Rushi and Fort Loramie. That's the nightcap of four, or I should say our late afternoon 4 o'clock finish. Oh, here's a good cut to the basket by Tennery of Fort Loramie. She got a nice feed from Siegel. Tennery split a couple Rushi defenders and banked in a short shot to make it 20-9. Cordonier headed the key for Rushi, which leads by 11. Now to Hazel Francis. Francis backs up 20 feet away. Dumps it to Cordonier straight on, top of the circle. She looks inside, checked by Siegel. Now retreats toward the center line. Ball thrown right corner to Faith York. Out high to Francis. Borchers straight away picked up by Puppelman, who slaps the offensive player for Rushi on the wrist. Common foul, side court. York will throw in for Rushi. York looks, throws to Cordonier at the timeline. We're near the six-minute mark here in the third. Ball pitched down the left side to Francis. Straight away, it goes to Dosik. Outside the arc on the right, Cordonier, who deals to York. Near side pass, handled there by Dosik. On top to Borchers. All this action taking place outside the arc. Fort Loramie's defense very stiff at this moment. 5:42 to go here in the third. Dribble drive, Cordonier, elbow in the right. Behind her, she goes to York, 25 feet away. York into the right corner, has an opening, goes baseline, overshoots a runner, but a foul below the basket against Fort Loramie, and I think it's on the shot. Couple free throws for York, 20-9, Rushi, 5:30 left in the third quarter. Free throw by Faith York after 3, 4, 5 dribbles, no good. That's been the Achilles heel of the Raiders this year, Chuck, 56% at the free throw line.
They've struggled from the free throw line for as long as I can kind of remember, even their really, really good teams.
Second shot here by York. Around and out. Rebound punched out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Rushi retains the ball. Raiders will throw in below the basket to the left of the backboard. Playmaker Callie Gubo for Rushi. Gubo peers in, hits the cutter. Borchers, or I should say it's Francis. And Francis catches and goes up right away with a shot, and she's hacked on the arm. And she's awarded two free ones. Rushi back to the stripe with a couple. 20-9, Rushi. 5:28 to go, third quarter. Free throw by Francis. He cradles its way down through the netting. She's got it. 21-9. Fort Loramie with a substitution. Brandwee out. Chloe Bruns in. Second shot, Hazel Francis. Yes. 22-9 for Raiders. Backcourt, it is Puppelman. Weaves between two defenders. Streaks down the lane. All the way to the rim. Clobbered is Puppelman as she gets two at the stripe. See what you mean, Chuck, about Liza. She saw an opening for midcourt, and she took it in her own power to drive that ball to the cup and is awarded a couple free throws for her effort. Shot's no good. Too long. Second one coming. Schaefer is out for Rushi as Puppelman lines up the second free throw and makes it. And it's 22-10 Raiders. Pressure Fort Loramie in backcourt. It's Cordonier. Gives it up to Gubo. Gubo stops her dribble. Drags her pivot foot. That's a walk. Defensive pressure from Fort Loramie. Created a little chaos for Rushi in backcourt. Redskins throw in. Ball thrown foul line to the jump shooter. 15-footer way short by Corinne Holcher. Long board, though, is snarfed up by the Redskins. On the bounce, top of the circle, it is Puppelman. Left side pass, Holcher. Swings it straight away to teammate Bruns. Bruns to Puppelman. 4:52 to go, third quarter. 22-10, Rushi. High right, it's Meyer. Straight away, Tennery. He throws it right side to Bruns. Ball entered to the post to Meyer. Back to the basket. She's crowded from the rear and fouled. ...22-10... in favor of Rushi. Fort Loramie inbound. Right of the basket. Ball thrown into the paint. Drop picked up by Rushi. Leaking out the other direction is a Raider player. All the way to the rim and scoring for two. Nice play, Hazel Francis. Good game by her. As she generated the target at the other end. Foul backcourt. Rushi, 24-10. 14-point lead Raiders. 4:27 to go, third quarter. Rushi with no pressure. Fort Loramie will bring it down. Puppelman walks it over the Raiders logo. 14-point lead, Rushi. Puppelman picks up her dribble. Goes to Bruns, to Izzy Meyer, breaking down the lane. Poked out of bounds by Rushi. Inbounding right of the basket is Tennery for the Redskins. It goes to Meyer in the corner. Out on top to Bruns. Ball delivered to the post, and it's smacked away by Rushi, which comes away with the basketball. Quickly down the floor, it's Francis. Gives it up in the right corner. Back to Cordonier. Foul line goes to York. Shot fake. Puts it on the deck. Baseline, 10 feet away. Spins. Goes to Dosik, to Francis. Now Cordonier, 25 feet out. Left side, it's Hazel. Hazel Francis delivers on top to Borchers. 3:41 to go, third quarter, 24-10, Rushi. Here's Dosik. Now Borchers left side. Straight away to York, picked up by Tennery. Outside the arc on the right to Dosik. Ball swung near side to Francis. Shot fake, drives down the lane to the rack, up and good. And she is slapped on the arm. Francis saw a crevice develop in the Fort Loramie defense, took advantage, and high-stepped her way to the basket. Got the roll off the iron, in it went. Free throw to boot. Hazel Francis, mighty fine player, Chuck.
She might have just bought herself some sour mugs.
Sour mugs in Piqua, at the Social, in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. And in West Milton, I'm going to stop off at the West Milton location as I head down 48 on the way home. Three-point play good by Hazel Francis. Here is pressure by Rushi. Fort Loramie beats it. Running one-hander, shot up and in. Nice make by Siegel, darting in from the right wing. As Rushi's defense fell asleep, 27-12. Raiders by 15 still. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Dribble drive, right wing, Francis, crowded near the rim. Thought she might have gotten pushed. Fort Loramie fought the ball loose. Let's see what's been called. Redskins possession. 27-12 Rushi, 2:54 to go here in the third quarter. Tell you what, Hazel Francis, as you survey the Shelby County Athletic League girls rosters, she might have an edge on the County Girls Player of the Year. It's early, I know.
It's early, but I mean, we haven't seen all the teams play, but boy, the ones I've seen, she's the best player I've seen.
Yep, I'd agree. Got a scrum for a loose ball at midcourt. Tie-up occurs. Arrow favoring Fort Loramie. Now the officials get it right and say Raiders possession. 15-point lead, Rushi, 2:40 left, third quarter. Gubo backcourt to Cordonier. Up and over the timeline. 15 big points for Francis so far in this contest for Rushi. Francis straight away outside the arc on the right to Cordonier. Tried to turn the corner and go down the paint, was shut off. Deep left side, Cammie Schaefer. Spins into the lane, makes a bad pass. Brandewee on the steal. Cut from right to left, driving, left-hand shot, no good. Stick back, Fort Loramie, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Rushi. Fort Loramie will throw in.
Holster got the rebound. You're seeing, and they're going to bring her out now. She doesn't have total movement in that arm yet. She could not get that arm extended to shoot that layup that time.
That's a good observation, Chuck. You're right.
But it's going to take a little bit of time. It's just great to see her back out there.
2 minutes left, third quarter. Ball inbounded to Puppelman. She swings through the lane, shovels it up, no good. Rebound stick back, 4 feet away. Izzy Meyer hangs on the rim, comes off. Taken down by the Raiders. Quickly to the forecourt left. Gubo, 15-footer, swish. Callie Gubo, good-looking jump shot. 29-12, Raiders, a minute 48 to go in the third. Puppelman down the lane, in traffic. Here comes the clamp by the Rushi defense, which swipes the ball. Down to Gubo, out back to Cordonier. Foul line extended left. 15-footer by Francis. Strong off the back iron. Rebound is punched out of bounds in the corner by Rushi. Fort Loramie possession. Trailing 29-12, a minute 32 to go here in the third. When this game does finish at the close of the fourth quarter, we will have a quick wrap-up. We'll present to you our Sour Mugs players of the game and then sign off, go offline for 5 to 10 minutes or so. There will be 15 minutes total between games. Second game of our doubleheader to follow is the contest between the Rushi Varsity Boys and Fort Loramie. I'd like to tell you all about Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, a very proud sponsor. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. A minute 16 left in the third. 29-12 Rushi. Fort Loramie's got the ball. Top of the circle. Brandewee. Left side pass to Tennery. Outside the arc on the right to Izzy Meyer. Checked there by York. Meyer puts it on the floor. Weaves to Tennery. Good switch by Rushi. Brandewee in the right corner. Tennery can't get open. She's got to look now straight away. Lets it fly off the backboard and rim. No good. Rebound Rushi. 40 seconds left in the third. Up ahead, Cordonier. Now to York. Throws to an open player gliding down the lane. Gubo missed the gimme. foul on the rebound against Rushi. Raiders spotted the open player who slithered between a couple Redskins into the paint. It was Gubo, but she blew the short shot. Fort Loramie will bring it down. Half minute to go in the third. 29-12 in favor of the Raiders over the Redskins. In this game so far, Chuck, how many field goals from the floor for Fort Loramie? Not more than what, three, four?
They have three twos.
Three twos and six free ones at the stripe. Here is Puppelman, center court for Fort Loramie. Picked up on the play by Ruby Francis. Lobbed out back to Siegel, 17 to play. Ball dealt into the post. It goes to Brandewee, who gave it up. Ball dropped, baseline right, out of bounds to Rushi. Eight ticks on the clock. My mistake, I said 32 Brandewee, when in fact it was Corinne Holscher. Good defense by Rushi caused that mistake. Raiders in backcourt, up 17. It's Francis on the dribble against Puppelman. Four to play. Francis all the way into the lane. Gave it up to a teammate in the right corner. York couldn't get the shot away. Rushi 29, Fort Loramie 12 after three. On scoresbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Ziegenbusch wants to throw. Out pattern. Goal line. Receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
Well, it's the fourth quarter getting started here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie Redskins in possession for the girls' team. It is Tennery flipping near side to Meyer, 25 feet away on top to Puppelman. Ball entered to the mid-post area outside the lane on the left, and we've got a violation taking place, a travel call against Fort Loramie. Redskins unable to get the ball to Brandewee in good shooting position. Chuck, fine defense, Barushi.
Well, even when they do get the ball in position, they just don't have the move, the quickness, the shot. It's going to come, but they're not there yet.
Foul line, back to the basket, Francis. Cutting underneath the Fort Loramie defense is York. Fort Loramie tips the ball. York touches it last, and it goes out of bounds. Redskins bring it down, 29-12. Rushi in the lead, 7:25 to go here in the fourth. Puppelman down the right side to Tennery, guarded by Cordonier. Straight away, the basketball for Fort Loramie goes to Corinne Holscher. High left, it's Tennery. Now Meyer. Meyer straight on, picked up by York. Puppelman's got the ball, 25 feet away. We played a minute here in the fourth. 29-12, Rushi. High right, Brandewee, right corner, Meyer. Good, sticky, man-to-man defenses by both teams here this afternoon. And we will see a lot of that in our second game. The boys tilt. The varsity matchup between Rushi and Fort Loramie. Yet to follow this one. Tennery weaves, has an opening at the top of the circle. Jumps and shoots a three, wide right, push off below the basket against Rushi. And Fort Loramie will throw it in underneath the rim. 6:31 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Inbounding the basketball, it is Tennery below the glass, just to the left of it. Tennery peers into the lane. Puppelman with a one-hand stab out of the top of the circle. She gets it. Motors down the right side, goes to Meyer, top of the circle, Brandewee, shot fake. Puts it on the deck once. Gives it up to Tennery, to Meyer. Now Puppelman, who retreats. She's near the Raider logo at midcourt. We're near the six-minute mark in the fourth quarter. We're stuck at 29-12. Here's a lob pass for Loramie. It is missing its mark, and Rushi takes it away. Quickly down the floor, it's York to Cordonier. Cordonier, head of the key on the bounce. She settles the offense, gives it to York. Looking for the cutter, Borchers. She catches in the paint area. Double team, triple team, travel, Rushi. Fort Loramie possession. 5:46 to go here in the fourth. It's 29-12 in favor of the Raiders. Tell you, Chuck, what has enabled Fort Loramie to stay within 20 of Rushi at 17 right now. Redskins have played daggone good defense.
They have played good defense.
This Rushi team averages close to 50 points per game, and they won't get anywhere close to that here today. Bad pass top of the circle by Fort Loramie, intercepted by Rushi, out ahead to Cordonier. As Raiders head coach Michael Bayshore announces out of play. Francis 20 feet away on the left. Top of the circle, York, back to Hazel. Francis looks inside. Goes to Dosik. Right wing dealt to York. Here's Borchers, top of the circle. Shot fake, foul line. Into the paint, double team. She fell down. Gave it to Cordonier on the arc for a long three. Too hard. And the rebound, way up in the air for it. Puppelman for Fort Loramie with 4:46 to go here in the fourth. Has anybody scored in this quarter yet, Chuck?
No.
Here's Haley Meyer, right wing for Fort Loramie. Might have gotten away with a walk. Little double pivot action. Shot it with one hand. No good, but she attracted a two-shot foul. Haley Meyer, 5'9", sophomore. Toes the stripe here for the Redskins. Free throw is up, and it's good by Meyer. That's the initial point of the fourth quarter. Second free throw coming. Meyer, one bounce, a second. Free throw, got it. Scoreboard reads 29-15. Is that correct, Chuck?
Yes. No, 14.
There we go. Now it's adjusted. Here is a timeout by Rushi as the Raiders bring the ball into the half court. 4:25 to go. Rushi up a 15 over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Thank you, Geyers. Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. You'll be all smiles with the super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyers. Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, West Main in Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing always at Geyers. You see, when Gus Geyers started Geyers, he was smiling too, treating every customer with great service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the same way since. See the new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie and see them online too at Geyers, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. A miss by Rushi. is followed up by a Fort Loramie post play. And before the Redskins can get a timeout called, violation occurs. 3 seconds in the lane or a travel on the Redskins. I missed that one, Chuck.
I didn't see it either. She did something she wasn't supposed to do.
3:56 to go here in the fourth. 29-14. Rushi leads by 15. Raiders yet to score in the first 4 minutes plus of the fourth period. Top of the circle, Gubo. Right side, Cordagna. Straight away, it's York. Outside the arc on the left, it's Gubo. Gubo hangs on. Throws to Borcher straight away. She doesn't shoot. Far right wing, York. Now to Francis. Hazel top of the circle, right back to York on the arc. Good defense by Tennery. Ball thrown near side. It goes to Francis. Francis being checked, 20 feet away by Holcher. Outside the arc on the right, it's York for Rushi. Down to 3 minutes to go in this game. 29-14 in favor of Rushi. Dribbling, Cordagna, push-off foul against Siegel of Fort Loramie. When we get a chance, we'll tell you all about a new sponsor. Glad to have Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness on with us here on Scores Broadcast. Out of bounds play, Rushi. York hits Cordagna. She might have walked. Foul called. No travel violation. Two free throws coming for Cordagna. She got to the rim and let loose of the basketball toward the iron and is awarded two free ones. She puts it up, misses. It is no good. Rushi still without a point in 5 minutes of the fourth quarter. Is that right?
Yeah, that scored.
Fort Loramie scored just two.
Yeah, that's not going to get you a comeback.
That was a good one. One of two free throws by Cordagna. 30-14 in favor of Rushi. Up the right side, pass goes to Meyer for the Redskins. She backs her player down, throws on the arc to Brandewee. Her long three-pointer wide left. Rebound down to the Raiders, who throw it away in backcourt. Bottom line, Chuck, it has not been a very well-played game, and that's an understatement.
Yeah, I mean, when these two teams play each other, it's unlike the other teams they play in the league. There's a lot of pressure on them.
And the tenacity on defense dominates. Top of the circle, jump shot, Tennery. Off to the right, no good. Loose ball rebound, York's got it for Rushi in backcourt. She's hemmed in. Raiders get a timeout with 2:28 to go in the game. 30-14, Rushi up 16 over Fort Loramie. Hey, do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? Well, you can improve your mobility and well-being with Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 102 East Main in Rushi. Talk with Dr. Katie Bargie about a plan to restore your overall wellness. Restore Physical Therapy treats all orthopedic and neurological conditions and provides balance and vestibular rehabilitation to assist restoring your overall function, strength, and agility. Restore Physical Therapy also performs dry needling services and running gait analysis. Restore Physical Therapy enables your initial consult to be made without a physician referral. And we work closely with your doctor to best serve you. Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 937-710-8744. 710-8744. Get right with Restore. Let Restore restore your well-being. That's Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness, 102 East Main in Rushi. Consult with Dr. Katie Bargie about a plan to restore your overall wellness. Rushi inbounds, pressure, backcourt, Fort Loramie, outlet to Cordagna. She releases the other way, right to left in front of us, up and in. Driving layup, Ariana Cordagna to make it 32-14, Rushi. Fort Loramie comes back into the post, over-guarding foul from the backside against the Rushi Raiders. Team foul situation such that No one's in jeopardy of reaching five yet. Inbounding is Fort Loramie. Into the lane, Izzy Meyer. Ducks under, shoots, and scores, and she's fouled. Well done, Izzy Meyer. Good pivot. Found an opening. Leaned under the outstretched arms of a Raider defender. Got the shot to fall off the backboard. She was bumped as she scored. And we've got a free one coming for Meyer to complete the three-point play. Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been one of the two or three most valued agencies in the area. As Meyer misses the free throw, 32-16, Arushi, 2 minutes left to go here in the fourth quarter. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor a plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Here is Rushi inbounding right in front of us with 1:41 to go in the fourth. Foul called against Fort Loramie, 32-16 Raiders. Boys game to follow. We will shut down, go offline for 5 to 10 minutes. Brief wrap-up of this game. Short prelude to the following game, the boys' varsity contest between the two, Rushi and Fort Loramie. Just a 3-4 minute pre-contest segment here on Scores Broadcast before the tip-off. A minute 20 left in the game. Rushi working the clock, dribbling it away. Here is Cordonier, top of the circle, 30 feet out. Down the left side to Hazel Francis. Reach-in foul is against Pumpleman of Fort Loramie. That is the team's fifth, and Rushi will shoot. Raiders at the stripe, leading by 16. Hazel Francis dips the knees, eyes the basket, and scores. And the lead for Rushi swells to 33-16. Second shot here for the Raiders stalwart forward. One bounce, high arch free throw, got it. Both of them dead center, 34-16 Rushi. Just over a minute to play here in the fourth. Down the right side, it is Pumpleman. Swings it straight away to Siegel. Back to Pumpleman. She steers her way through the lane. Backboard shot. It's on the rim. Ooh, it comes off. Rebound Rushi. 50 seconds to go in the fourth. Raiders to midcourt. It's Cordonier. 34-16. Rushi by 18. Let's see if Fort Loramie commits a foul here in the waning half minute of this game or not.
Well, unless you have an 18-point play you want to throw at him, it's kind of silly to foul.
Fort Loramie coming out to guard near midcourt, 28 seconds to go. Schaefer to Cordonier. Cordonier on the left-hand dribble. Dribbles between the legs, top of the circle now. Angles right with 15 to play. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Osgood Bank. Osgood with locations in Rushi, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Osgood, and Chickasaw. Do well, be good. Osgoodbank.com. Longtime sponsor here on Scores Broadcast as the game ends and Rushi defeats Fort Loramie 34-16. The boys' varsity tilt is upcoming. 18-point victory by the Raiders over the Redskins. And we salute LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal, L-A-C-A-L. LaCal came to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1983 from L.A., California. That's the name LaCal. And LaCal Equipment, an originating partner here on scoresbroadcast.com, is still on the air today. Thank you so much, LaCal. Chuck, take it away. Quick look at scoring and our Sour Mug stars of this game.
Well, our Sour Mug stars of the game, Hazel Francis wrapped hers up in the first half. She had 17 points for the game. She was 5 for 5 from the free throw line. She had a terrific game. She's a good basketball player. And then on the other side, we're going to go with Liza Peppelman. She had 6. She was 4 or 5 from the free throw line and did a good job handling the basketball. They're going to get better. They just got a lot of work to do.
And brought to you by Sour Mugs, located in West Milton and in the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Final score, once again, Rushi girls 34, Fort Loramie 16. Upcoming in about 15 minutes, opening tip to start the game between the Rushi boys and the Fort Loramie varsity boys. That's just around the corner, so stay tuned here on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal.